This is Mike Levine with an on-the-scene news report brought to you by McDonald's Hamburgers.
Clark, I don't know if the man wants to jump off or not, but up there he is on top of the 6th Street Bridge. Here comes Engine Company 46, a big hook and ladder. There's a man up in the superstructure of the 6th Street Bridge, spotted by passing motorists and reported to police cars in the downtown section of Pittsburgh. The police came out on the bridge and, by golly, the firemen are going up after him right now. Stay with me. This could be exciting. The firemen are climbing up the bridge. One, two, three of them. One, two, three, and there they go up the superstructure of the bridge after the man who is now laying flat on his belly. Meanwhile, other firemen are putting up the aerial ladder. They're going to raise that ladder. There goes a fireman up there without any safety equipment at all, clambering on their hands and feet. And the man is laying flat on his face, flat down on a girder up near the top of the bridge, near the north side end of the 6th Street Bridge. It's been closed off to all traffic. The man is looking down at me, looking straight at me, and I can look straight at him. He's laying flat and he's holding tight onto the girder. And there's one fireman all by himself leading the others up ahead of the group on his way up to the girder. And now the fireman has stopped, apparently on orders from his superiors. The man hasn't said much to police. They've been shouting up to him, telling him to call to come down. He's looking down at the excitement below him now. He's wearing a T-shirt and holding on for dear life. It doesn't appear as though he wants to jump off that bridge. This is the second man today that's been up on one of Pittsburgh's bridges. Earlier today, almost miraculously, a man jumped off the upper deck of the Fort Pitt Bridge into the Monongahela River and survived, was fished out by police. Police are repeating an attempted rescue, trying for their second save of the day. And here goes the big ladder. The aerial ladder is going up in the air, on over to the girder. And the firemen are trying to direct it up behind, a few feet away from where the man is laying on the big beam. It's one of the big diagonal beams. The bridge is a suspension bridge with two piers, high piers at each end of the bridge. And it's on the north side of one of those piers that the man is laying face down and watching, apparently with some interest, the activity on the bridge below him. I'm directly below him myself. They're across the street from Truck Company 46, the fire crew that's raising the ladder. Now the firemen are waiting, and they're going up, apparently going to take it rather slowly. The man himself is moving around a little bit now, but still he's holding on to the sides of the beam, holding with for dear life, and looking down at the firemen as they go up toward him. Apparently making no move to jump off the bridge and looking down at me now. And looking down straight at us. Apparently with some malice, I might add, glaring down at us. He's about 100 feet above the, about 50 feet above the deck of the bridge, I would estimate. And the deck of the bridge is another 50 to 75 feet above the river. The river is directly below the man. If he leaps off on the river side of the bridge, he'll go down into the water. If he goes off on this side, it's a 50-foot plunge down to the hood of Truck Company 46, the big aerial ladder. Now I see the firemen are at the man's feet. There are three firemen now, one of them with a helmet, two others behind him. How those men clamber up there on that railing, I don't know. What a piece of bravery on the part of three firemen who are now talking to the man and helping him slide down. He's coming down, sliding, laying flat on his face and sliding down toward the firemen. Now the aerial ladder is going over toward the men. They're directing it, aiming it like a gun, putting it over toward the derrick. The derrick of the ladder is going over toward the beam on which the three firemen are now kneeling on the beam toward the, at the feet of the man that they're trying to save. Bring it in, they say, as they direct the ladder over to the beam of the bridge. The firemen going on over to the ladder now, and they have hold of it. Clark, what's the time situation? We have a baseball game. I don't want to take the time to look at my watch. Are you with me here?
Yeah, we're with you, Mike. It's an exciting report. 7:55 now. We're getting up near baseball time. Remember, we want to get in a word for McDonald's before we continue.
Okay, say a word from McDonald's. I'll take a breather and keep you posted on what's happening. The man is being saved, and let's have a word from McDonald's. I'll take the breather. You come right back to me, though.
Are you hungry for a treat? Want food that's fun to eat? Then go to the Golden Arches in your neighborhood. McDonald's Golden Arches. McDonald's makes it so good.
Treat your family to the best hamburgers, shakes, and french fries in the world. Eat out at McDonald's.
McDonald's Golden Arches. McDonald's makes it so good.
Okay, now let's check back again with Mike Levine.
Thanks, Clark. It's 2 for 2. 2 saves. 2 men on bridges, 2 saves for the day. And the firemen have the man cradled in their arms. They're bringing him down the aerial ladder. Clad in a T-shirt and blue pants. The reason for climbing up on the high bridge, we don't know. He sure has caused some excitement. Let's take a look around while they're bringing him down that big aerial ladder, one slow step at a time, and boy, is he scared. Let's see what the scene looks like. There's a number of police and fire rigs here. There's 2 fire engines, the big aerial ladder with which he was rescued. The police rescue team is here with their emergency wagon, a couple police ambulances. Number 3 paddy wagon is pulling up. The paddy wagon will be used in this instance, not the ambulance, not the fireboat. Yes, the fireboat is called out to come up below the bridge. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 police cars. I can see 3 police canine motorcycles and a crowd of several hundred spectators gathered here on the north side end of the 6th Street Bridge. The man is coming down slowly. It might have been a stunt. He might have been despondent. It might have been a suicide attempt. It might have been a dare or a bet. Who knows? But the man was up there, and he created a wild scene. He's coming down now. In the protective hands of a group of firemen that risked their own lives to get him down to safety. He's almost down, and the next couple of minutes, he'll be in the paddy wagon, and my guess will be that he'll be a guest of the Pittsburgh Police at the number 9 police station on the north side for a police hearing tomorrow morning. But right now, he's safe. That's the second one today that Pittsburgh Police and firemen have saved. That's the scene here on the 6th Street Bridge. He's down, he's on the ground, and he's in custody. He's under arrest. This is Mike Levine reporting from the bridge. Now back to the studio.
Okay, thank you for a very exciting report. In the studio, this is Clark Race, and out there on the bridge...
This has been Mike Levine with another on-the-scene news report brought to you by McDonald's Hamburgers.